Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. Number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. We're having a great visit with Ann Zimmerman, a new friend, soon to not be a new friend. We're going to get her back. She has a lot more to teach us. She's the co-chair of the Business for Responsible Tax Reform. She's the founder and the owner of Zimmerman CPAs. She holds the Elijah Watts Sales Award for achieving one of the highest CPA exam scores in the country. Folks, if you've ever talked to anybody about the CPA exam, getting that award tells you she's really smart. Ann, thanks again for being here, and thank you for your hard work on behalf of small business. We appreciate you very much. So we're talking about the new Tax Cut and Jobs Act. And, folks, Ann is backing me up on my concerns, the things I've been warning you about for 14 months. Ann is backing me up on my concerns, Ann, and I appreciate your steadfastness on this because we can't – this Ann, I still say this law has to be fixed. Something has to happen. And here's what else I say. They paid for the 21% cut, the cut down to 21% for corporate America. They paid for that on the backs of small businesses. Would you agree with me or disagree with me about that?
Absolutely. You know, that cut down to 21% was actually a 40% cut in their tax rate. I mean, that's a direct cut.
That's not a deduction. That's not a deduction, folks. That's a cut.
That's not a deduction.
Two different things.
There's a difference. Absolutely. Because if you get a deduction, you're really only saving your tax rate times that deduction. So if you're in a 20%, right, and you've got a 25% tax rate, and you're getting a 5% tax cut. That makes sense?
Yep,
they're getting
absolutely.
A 40% tax
That's exactly
cut.
Right.
The numbers sound similar, but they're just trying to roll those numbers through to make it sound similar so we won't be speaking up.
So here's what I'm concerned about, though. The big thing that I think this is the sleeper. This is the one that I think is going to wind up causing, nightmares. I mean, nightmare scenarios that are going to be reported. These will be reported in about a year, folks, in my opinion. I'd like your thoughts on my timing point there, Ann. When the IRS starts promulgating, or they are promulgating, they're already doing it, but when we start knowing what that is, when we start filing our 2018 taxes a year from now and in 2019, and we start seeing what the IRS is, how they interpret this law, and certain small businesses realize that because of the amount of income they have and the type of work that they do, they don't even qualify for the 20% cut. And I think that's when there's going to be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. What do you think?
I think absolutely you're right. I mean, right now, last Friday was second quarter estimates were due. So if you're a small business and you're going to owe taxes of more than $1,000 for the year, you have to pay that in quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk about promulgating. They haven't told us exactly how these rules are going to work. But yet we're responsible for paying in tax based on these rules. How does that work for you?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't pay it right, and if we're guessing wrong because we don't have a crystal ball, right, and they haven't come out with a word about how they're going to work this, then we're going to get penalized. Absolutely.
I want you to say that again, Ann, because, folks, I want you to listen to what she says here. Let me set this up for you, folks. I want to make sure they understand this. You don't know how to apply your taxes right now because you don't have the rules. If between now and the time that you drop the gavel on how much you owe the government, the rules that they make are different from what you presumed, and you're behind, you owe them more money, and you're deemed to be late, and tell them what's going to probably happen.
they're going to get a penalty. There's no question.
And interest.
They haven't said that they're going to reduce those penalties. They're going to pay 5% interest, and they could pay under payment penalties.
And even though you don't know, and even though you didn't know the rules, there's no,
right.
You don't have any expectation. They're going to say, "Oh, don't worry about it. You didn't know the rules."
No,
they're going to bill you, aren't they?
We haven't heard a word about any relief like that. There's no question. We're not going to get out from under those penalties. So we're guessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're guessing because they haven't even told us how these rules are going to be interpreted. There are so many different ways that this could be handled. There's a couple different ways. They call it crack and pack, right? So you could take your small businesses and you could crack them up into different businesses, some of which might be able to take one, say, line of your business and get it that deduction while the rest of your business can't get the deduction. So you mm-hmm. crack those businesses up. Or you take two businesses and you pack them together because together they could get the deduction and apart they could not. You know, those are two of the mm-hmm. things that could happen, but I don't know, and nobody knows yet, what the IRS is going to say as far as the real detail. Too confusing to really go through exactly, but attribution
right.
rules are going to impact, and we haven't heard a word about that yet.
And do you have a website? Can you give us your website, please?
Yes, it's www.zimmerman-cpa.com.
All right. And how about the Business for Responsible Tax Reform? Do you have a website for
yes.
that?
Yes. We're out there at businessesforresponsibletax.org.
Okay. So check that out. You know, folks, the who qualifies for this tax, this 20% tax cut, some people are not going to qualify for it. And the IRS is going to make that decision. And it might be you, and you might have no idea why that's the case. Also, why are small business owners having to decide whether to be an S or a C just because of this bill? That's a horrible thing to happen. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.